From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas, and here are some of the stories we are following this week. The 2010 primary election filing period began Tuesday, May 18th. 7 county offices are up for election, as are 3 soil and water district supervisor posts. At the latest report, incumbent Bruce Martinson has filed for Commissioner District 5, and Grand Marais Mayor Sue Hakes has filed for Commissioner District 3, the seat currently held by Bob Fenwick. Incumbent Janice Hall has filed in District 1. County Recorder Dusty Nelms has filed for re-election, as has Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, County Attorney Tim Scannell, and Sheriff Mark Falk. James Hall has filed for re-election to Soil and Water District 2, and Tina Krause has also filed for that position. Filing is done at the Auditor-Treasurer's Office, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, and continues through June 1st. City, school, and hospital board positions do not face a primary, and filing for those offices is held in August.
County Assessor and Land Commissioner Mary Black on Tuesday asked county commissioners to give direction on storing rental boats at the Leo Lake Public Landing. Currently, 3 resorts store a total of 4 boats at the small, steep landing. Black said each year around the opener, a property owner complains about noise and the appropriateness of private businesses storing rental boats at a public access. Black said there is no clear policy, and County Attorney Tim Scannell said since there is no policy, it's not illegal to do so. Luana and Carl Brandt of Norwester Lodge and Forrest Parsons of Hungry Jack Lodge told commissioners hauling boats in and out daily would not only create more work for them, but also create more noise and degradation of the public access. The Leo Lake Landing is scheduled for reconstruction work this coming week through County Soil and Water and the Minnesota Conservation Corps. While commissioners were concerned, private parties might also want to store boats at the landing. Scannell said there was a difference between businesses providing a service and individuals storing for their own use. He suggested the board could issue permits, limit the number of boats at the landing, and grandfather in the existing resorts. Some have been using the landing to store rental boats for 60 years. Commissioner Jim Johnson confirmed from the resort owners that their rentals were only used on Leo Lake and then added an environmental concern.
Keep in mind in all of this, if we're having trouble with invasives like spiny water flea, I think this really starting to come in there. And so if you constantly pull boats in and out of a lake, there's much more chance that those creatures are going to be transferred from, you know, suppose they end up in Clearwater, but they're not in Leo. Well, if you have people running boats back and forth between those two bodies of water, you're going to get them in Leo. If you keep the same boats in the same lake, yeah, you know, they're not going to be transferring those organisms. So there's another argument that in some ways it's better to use the same boats.
The board instructed Black to meet with the resorters and craft a position on permitting to include limits on stored boats as well as suggested fees. She will return to the board after the landing restoration is complete with a recommendation.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is expanding a program that allows people to purchase burning permits online. The online permit costs $5 and allows a person to burn vegetation or conduct a running fire of less than an acre during evening hours. Unlike previous permits, this one is valid for the calendar year, but must be activated on each day burning takes place. Under the new system, all permitted burners will be required to call into an 800 number to get the current burning restrictions for the day, as well as record an activation number on the permit. Requiring daily activation of burning permits is designed to help local public safety departments keep track of where authorized burning is taking place. It also allows for daily updates to any burning restrictions that may be called for because of weather conditions or air quality. Permits are still available from all existing township fire wardens, the Gunflint and Tofty Forest Service offices, and the DNR Forestry Office in Grand Marais. Variance permits for all-day burning are only available from the DNR Forestry Office. In order to get a permit, a legal property description is required, including the section, township, and range.
Silver Bay and Two Harbors will switch to a 4-day school week beginning in the fall. The Lake Superior School District approved the new schedule Wednesday after Tuesday's levy vote failed on all 3 questions by a 2-to-1 margin. Under the new plan, the schedule will run Monday through Thursday, with days about an hour longer, but with a reduction in the number of days from 170 to 142. The four-day schedule is projected to save the district $250,000 each year. Based on 2009 information, 300 out of 340 Minnesota school districts have operating levies averaging approximately $918 per pupil unit. Currently, the Lake Superior School District has no operating levy. The district cut 25 positions during the 2006-2007 school year and reduced spending by more than $1 million.
Cook County Board Chair Fritz Sabania thinks county businesses could do more to hire local workers instead of foreign workers to fill entry-level jobs. At Tuesday's board meeting, Sabania said he'd like to keep locals employed locally while admitting there was no county board action that would be appropriate to help with that goal. He said he'd heard that local employers were not hiring locals because they were hiring foreign workers.
I was kind of shocked that, you know, I figured that a local person wouldn't hire another local person, but would hire a foreign worker over that local person when there is so much dialogue going on in the schools and in the county about keeping our local kids here to work in the industries here.
Sabania asked where the sense of community is and wondered how young people can build a good work ethic if they can't get a job.
But I think it's a concern for all members of this county. I would assume that a majority of the parents would like to see their kids go through that time of their life, being able to, you know, mix in the county, get to know the people, working locally in the jobs and do that kind of thing, and not have those opportunities be closed for them. You know, to build a good work ethic, that's part of it. If how are you going to build a work ethic if you can't get a job?
Local business owner and longtime employer of international workers, Beth Kennedy, says it's fair to say area businesses are hiring foreign workers.
They are hiring international workers because there is not enough employees in this community to run our businesses. There's not enough kids. There's not enough people in general applying for those jobs. And most of the Grammar A people are not interested in working those lower paying entry-level jobs. They're mostly the local kids end up either waitressing or doing higher-level jobs that pay more.
Kennedy added that local workers have the first choice at employment and choose the better-paying jobs and those that fit their hours. She said foreign workers are employed in the low-level jobs.
I would say that the primary jobs are those low-level cleaning rooms, doing dishes, all the jobs that the Americans don't seem to want. There are some Americans, of course, doing those jobs, but not enough to fill the jobs that we have in Cook County.
Kennedy said there are roughly 125 international workers in Grand Marais alone, not counting those in the rest of the county. She said that's how many jobs there are in Cook County, and there's not that many young people to fill them. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas.